We're on the bottom of Tesamet Aleph. Omer le Levi le Rebbe. My Eri de Toni Tesvov, Lishni Tezayim. Why are there only 15 arayos can fall to Yibum from a brother? The brother's allowed to marry that woman, and she's an erva to his brother. There's 16. One second, we'll see in one second what the 16th is. Right. It appears to me you don't have a brain in your head. And the reason Rishonim say, why do you say such a sharp thing? I insult the guy. Because he held, according to his madrega, he should have been more medakdek and more omel, and he was giving a musar. And the Rambam says that a Rebbe, if he sees that the Talmidim or Misrashel is allowed to insult them and whatever, if he holds it, that will make the make things better and put them on their feet. If he knows that insulting them is going to do the opposite, then he shouldn't do it. But here he knew. I always say a different pshat, that by the Chachamim the main thing was the emes, and if they sugarcoated their words when they thought what the other one said was idiotic. If they said, not so nice, whatever, then they wouldn't realize that they really thought it was idiotic. And they wouldn't argue it out in such a way that the emes would come out. So it was a bigger covet for the Chachamim to say it like it is than to sugarcoat it, because that means that you think that my covet is more important to me than the emes. And that's the biggest insult to the Chachamim. So by saying it as it was, you don't have a brain in your head if you can say a svara like that. And that way the person, the other Tana, Amora, would really consider that maybe what he said is not right, or he would try to investigate it more, and they'd come to the emes like that. That was much more covet for that person than intimating that his personal covet was more important to him than the emes.
But what about being an example to the
lower
people? I mean,
what? No, so we can learn. I just said you can learn from that. You can't learn that you can insult people, but if that's the purpose, then ain't a chenami. If it doesn't apply to you, so then you shouldn't do it. But you should realize that there's a madrega where the emes is more important than a person's feeling. And a person feels like that. And then it will be insulting to that person to speak condescendingly to them, because you would be intimating that the emes isn't as important to them as their personal covenant. Okay. So what is what my daita? What are you referring to? What's the 16th? Imo anusas aviv, right? The case where his mother falls to him for yibum. We'll see. Rashi explains the case in a second. Could I to go over it and then say the Rashi again? We'll explain it as we say the Rashi. So Mara says imo anusas aviv pluks of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan he uba pluks alokamayri. The only way that your mother could fall to you for yibum, that your mother could be married to your brother, is if you hold that anusas aviv is what's called is mutter. Okay? But if you hold anusas aviv is not mutter, then then it won't work out. Okay, so let's see the Rashi. Rashi explains very nicely what it is. Imo anusas aviv. Shenosa achiv me aviv. Achrei chen. Cases like this. A man raped a woman. He didn't marry her. And raped this woman, and they had a child, a son. Okay. So now the mother. Now the brother of that man, okay, is mutter to marry that woman, okay, because it's not Ashes Aviv, it's Anusas Aviv. So therefore, the brother of this son from a different wife, okay, different wife had a different son. Let's see, let's put it into names. Reuven was Ma'anes Sarah. Okay, Reuven was Ma'anes Sarah, and he had a son named Chanoch. okay? And Reuven had another wife named Rachel, and they had a son named, Shimon, okay? So Shimon and Chanoch are brothers from the mother's side. Okay, what? From the father's side, right? Their mothers, but they don't have the same mother. Okay. Now, and Sarah is Chanoch's mother. But Sarah is not Shimon's mother. Okay, who's Chanoch's brother. It's only his father's Anusa. It's not even his father's wife. So if you hold that Anusas Aviv is Mutter, then Shimon can marry the woman that his father was Ma'anis, who happens to be his brother's mother. So when he dies without children, the mother falls before the son. The mother, who is Chanoch's mother, falls to her, to him, and she was Shimon's wife, because even though his father lived with her, he never was married to her. So you're allowed to marry an Anusas Aviv. This is the case where a mother can fall to her son for Yibum. The Gemara says, but Plugs of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, Kidamrin Le'el, Rabbi Yehuda Osir Banusas Aviv. That's only according to the Chachamim that Anusas Aviv is Mutter. That it's only Ashes Aviv that's Osir. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Anusas Aviv is also Osir. Therefore, it's impossible that Shimon should have married Chanoch's mother, because it's his father's Anusa, and he's usher to him, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So he could marry her anyway. So the case can't happen, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It can only happen according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda lo mashkachas lo ein nofeles lefnei beno liyibum, el rabbon of Anusa. It's impossible, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to find a case where a mother can fall to Yibum, to her son, that it's this brother's mother, and the other one should be mutter to her. Because if it's this brother's mother, either they have the same father, and then this is the father's Anusa, at least, or father's wife. So it's impossible for the other brother to marry them. Or if they're not brothers from the father, they're only brothers from the mother, there's no Yibum altogether. So it can never happen. Well, the Hachi lo tana lo de bepluxo komamairi. Right. Therefore, it didn't say this case of Imo, which would be the 16th Erva, because it only works out according to the Chachamim, not according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah doesn't tell me things that are totally in a machlokas. Okay. Now the Gemara says, no, the lo, the hari iser mitzvah, the iser kedusha, the pligi Rabbi Akiva Rabban, uktani. Right? Later on, the next parak, it says the case of iser kedusha and iser mitzvah and iser kedusha, where the woman who falls to Yibum with the other wife, the sister wife, is only Osir Midrabanan. That's Isser Mitzvah. Or Isser Kedusha, she's only Osir Balav, like a Grusha to a Kohen or whatever. So since they're only Chayve Lavin, Me'ikar Adin, Ese Dochalosase. And you'd be able to do Yibum even in the Erva, the person who's Osir. Right? It's only in Isser Lav. But still, the halacha is that the other wife is only Meyabin, is only Cholets and not Meyabin. Make Cholets and not Yibum. Okay? Cholzos velo Meyabnos. Can't make Yibum because we're afraid that what's it called, that the second Bia will be Osir. The first Bia is Docha, but the second Bia is Osir. After that, it's only Rishus, and there's no Esse Dochalosase anymore. So the halacha is, they're Cholzos velo Meyabnos. And the same thing goes, we're only Cholets the Tzara, because we're afraid that if you're miyabim the tzara, you'll be miyabim the erva too. Okay, and there it's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda. Only the rabbanon hold like that. Rabbi Akiva holds that chayve lav and kedushin is not tofes, and since there is no kedushin, there is no yibum either, and she's chayv kares, and therefore there's no chalitza. She's not ola liyibum, she's not ola chalitza. So memela, what's it called? According to Rabbi Akiva, there's a machlokas over there. Whether chayve lavim are cholzos v'lo miyabmos, or no, not miyabim at all. And it said that machlokas. So we see that the Mishnah is talking about machlokas, not only talks about something that's shonli b'machlokas. Okay? And it says, So what do you tell me? Our Mishnah didn't say it because it's totally in a machlokas, when the Mishnah in the next parak said something that's totally in a machlokas and still it said it. So the Gemara says no, but Pirkin Karmina. In this parak, it only mentioned things that are according to everybody, not the machlokas. In the next parak, Enechanami. There, the Mishnah said the things that are totally machlokas also. Where it says, V'ho be'shameh matirnes atzoros la'achin, u'be'sil losrin. The Maisa, the whole Indian of tzoros erva is a machlokas. Be'sil and be'shameh. And it's still said that tzora is osur, even though it's not according to everybody. Be'shameh holds that the tzoros are mutter. Right? That tzoros erva is me, you can me'abim. That's what be'shameh holds. Where it says, be'shameh, mokam be'sil in a Mishnah. No, that's not called a machlokas, because once you have Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai is like they don't exist. The halach is like Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai is irrelevant. And therefore, it's like there's no machlokas. Rashi, the Harei, Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, the Kamba Perakeitzim, Kol She Isuro Isser Erva, if the sister wife is an erva mamish chayiv kares, then there's no yibum or chalitza by either of them, not her or the sister wife. Iser mitzvah kagon shniyos midivrei sofrim can enforce the kamam perak beis, o iser kedusha kagon shenof lefonim mamzeres on the sina shehi belav choletzus lomis yademis. However, if the iser of the first wife is only an iser derabbanan, or only a lav, not a chiyuv kares, like a mamzer and a mamzeres or an asina, then the halacha is you get chalitza but no yibum. Choletzes to lo olim iser lav below kares lafkuy yibum legamri. She makes, you have to have what's it called chalitza, because it's not a case where she's not ola le yibum at all. Lemaisa, there is an idea of yibum, because only the rabbanan that's yosef. Or it's only a lav, and therefore esei dochalos asei. It's just we don't allow such a yibum. But theoretically, intrinsically, she's older than yibum. So she must have chalitza. The lomis yabemes to ha'asurala. We can't make yibum because she's asur to him. Either mid rabbanan, the rabbanan were matter the iser, or we said don't say esei tochalos asei because we're afraid of the second bia. Whatever the reason is, we don't allow him to make yibum. But yibum is intrinsically there. And therefore, you have to have chalitza. However, Rabbi Akiva argues on that, that Chayvei Lavim have the same din as Chayvei Krisis, Lagabi Yibum. Diktani Ezeu Mamzer called She'er Bosa Shu Below Yavo. The Yesh Mamzer, Mi Chayvei Lavim. Rabbi Akiva, Olim Lav, Le Miftara, Bevelo Klum, Ke'er Vagomer. Rabbi Akiva holds that the Rabbanan hold that a mamzer is only from someone that Kedushin is not tofes, and that's only Chayvei Krisis, because Kedushin is tofes by Chayvei Lavin, meaning that if you marry a woman that you're usher to the Kares, there's no marriage. The woman can go marry somebody else, she's not married, even though you've been trying to two witnesses, you say, I'm a Kodesh asleep, Kedushin is not tofes. But if you marry a woman that you're only usher Balav, Kedushin is tofes. It's usher to do it, right? But the Kedushin is a Kedushin. If she wants to get married to somebody else, she needs to get. That's according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva holds that Chayvei Lavin are like Chayvei Krisis. And Kedushin is not Tofes Afilu B'Chayvei Lavin. If you marry Mekadosh Mamzeres, the Kedushin is no Kedushin. Since Rabbi Akiva holds Legabe Tfisas Kedushin, Chayvei Lavin are like Chayvei Krisis, Legabe Yibum also, just like we see in Erva, where Kedushin is not Tofes, right, who's Chayiv Kores, there's no Yibum, so too Chayvei Lavin, since Kedushin is not Tofes, has the same din. And there's no Yibum at all, Mamel is no Chalitza either. So Rabbi Akiva would hold Chayvei Lavin, no Chalitza, no Yibum, just like a regular Erva. And the Rabbanan hold that Chayvei Lavin, there's no Yibum, but you have to have Chalitza. Okay, Esat Soros, Soros Erva, Mishabemis. Well, it says Beishamai holds that at Soros Erva, you can have Yibum on the Tzora. So there's no bigger machlokas than that, and the Mishnah says, anyway, the case of Iser, even though there's a machlokas, Beishamai holds his mutter, right? Where it says Beishamai, B'makom Beis Hillel, doesn't count. Okay. The The Harei Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Bi'Olama. One of the 15 Arayis mentioned in the Mishnah is Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Bi'Olama. Okay, the classic case is where Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven dies without children, and after he dies, Levi is born. Okay, I won't say in a second when Levi exactly was born, but Levi was born before Shimon was miyabing Reuven's wife. So Reuven and Shimon were the brothers, and after Reuven died, and Shimon had not yet been miyabing Reuven's wife, Levi was born. Levi is out of the parasha of this Yibum, because he's Eishes Achiv Shelo, but he never was in the same world with Reuven. He was born after Reuven's death. So he's Osir to Reuven's wife. Even if they'll wait, 15, 16 years, and nothing will happen, Shimon won't be Miyabim, Levi cannot never be Miyabim, Reuven's wife, because he was a brother who wasn't in the picture when Reuven died. That's called Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Bi'Olama. Okay, so it's possible for that Shimon then to marry that woman, right, to make Yibum, and then Shimon dies, and what's it called, and she falls before Levi, right, she's Osir to Levi because she was Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Bi'Olama, and he has another wife, and that wife is also Osir. That's the case in the Mishnah of Eishes Achiv Shelo Haya Bi'Olama. So, and that's a machlokus, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. Rashi, Reb Shimon Polig be'eishes achiv shelo yabi olamo beperek sheni u'matzrich lachalitza. Rabbi Shimon holds that there is no yibum for eishes achiv shelo yabi olamo, but chalitza you need. He holds you have to have chalitza. Va'filu hachik toni la'masnisim betura. And it still says in the Mishnah the halacha according to the Rabbanan that she's potter completely. There's no yibum, there's no chalitza, right? So we see that the Mishnah is talking about something that's a machlokas. So how can you tell me that didn't say the case of Emo? Because Rabbi Yehuda argues, and we're not talking about things where there's a machlokas. Here we see that Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'Olama is also machlokas, and yet the Mishnah said it. Not like Rav Shimon. Mara says, B'nolad ulevesof yibein lo polig Rav Shimon. Right? That Rav Shimon only argues in the case where this woman was never usher to the brother that was born after the death of the first brother. The case is like this. Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven dies. And Shimon has not yet been miyabim Reuven's wife, and Levi is born. When Levi is born, this woman is still omed liyibum, and she's also to him, because he's Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'Olama. In that case, Reb Shimon agrees that there's no yibum and there's no chalitza. Why? Because since, for a second, this woman was Osir to him, she wasn't yet Mishyabim to Shimon, right? So she was Osir to Levi. Now, if Reuven grows up, first of all, there's no yibum at all. And not only that, but if Shimon is Miyabim her after Levi is born, okay? And Shimon then has another wife. And Shimon dies. And now this woman falls to Levi, Mikoach Shimon. But since she was also ready to him, Mitzad Reuven, she remains also for Shimon, and so does the sister wife. Reb Shimon agrees to that. We'll see in one second, according to some opinions. But Reb Shimon holds like that. Also, not only the Rabbanan. Where does Reb Shimon argue where she needs Chalitza? In the following case. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven died. Levi hadn't been born yet. Reuven died, and Shimon was Miyabim, Reuven's wife. And then Levi was born. So when Levi was born, this woman was out of the picture. She wasn't Osir to him. She was already married to his other brother. Right? She never was felt a Yibum to Levi. She never was omade for Yibum to Levi. Because he was born after Shimon was Miyabim, Reuven's wife. And then Shimon got another wife, too, and he died. So now, that woman, that original woman who was originally Reuven's wife, had never been usher to Levi because she was already Shimon's wife, not usher because of Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'Olama, because she was already with Shimon's wife when Levi was born. So now, if Shimon dies and they both fall to Yibum, they need at least Chalitza. One of them needs Chalitza. That's the case where Shimon argues. So therefore, our Mishnah is talking about the first case where, what's it called, where Levi was born before Shimon was Miyabim, Reuven's wife. And then even Reb Shimon agrees that she's Osir completely, and that's how the Mishnah is talking. So the Mishnah is not talking about all the cases, it's talking about one case of Eishes Achiv Shelo Bi'Olamo, which Reb Shimon also agrees to, therefore it's not a machlokas. So there's no question, right? The Mishnah doesn't talk about things that are machlokas, and this isn't a machlokas, because it's talking about that specific case. Mara says, V'homer Reb Oshia, Cholukoya Reb Shimon Af Barishona. Right? I, Reb Oshia, said that Reb Shimon argues in both cases, both in the case where Levi was born before Shimon was Miyabin, Reuven's wife, and even where Levi was born after Shimon was Miyabin, Reuven's wife, Reb Shimon still holds she needs, what's it called, Chalitza. She still, what's it called, Reb Shimon argues in both cases, no. He argues even in the case where Shimon was not Miyabim, Reuven's wife, before Levi was born. Levi was already born before Shimon was Miyabim, Reuven's wife. Rav Oshia holds that Rav Shimon argues in that case too. So Mela, the Mishnah, can't be talking in any case of Eishes Achiv that there's not a machlokas. And yet it says it. Where it says, oh, he so said, Rav Oshia, what are you talking about Rav Oshia? We slugged up Rav Oshia later on, and we show that it's not true. What Rav Oshia said is not true, so completely discounted. So again, the halacha basically is that Reb Shimon only argues in the case where Levi was born after Shimon was Miyabim, Reuven's wife. But if Levi was born before Shimon was Miyabim, Reuven's wife, then even Reb Shimon agrees that she's usher completely, there's no chalitza. And our Mishnah is talking in that case where there's no machlokas. Reuven died without children. And before Shimon had a chance to be Miyabim, Reuven's wife, Levi was born. The oldest kukali of them. She now still has, somebody has to Miyabim her. And Levi can't because he's Achiv She'elo Hayobi Olama. Okay, in that case, Reb Shimon agrees that since she was usher to Levi because of Reuven, for one second, even though Shimon then was Miyabim her, and then Shimon died, and now she falls to Levi because of Shimon, and he was Achiv Ba'olamo Klape Shimon, since she was usher from Reuven already, that issue remains. Even Reb Shimon holds that she's usher completely. Right, that original wife was usher to Levi because of he never was around when Reuven was around. So Mitzad Reuven, right? Reuven's wife is usher to Levi, and the Isser was took effect for a second. V'yibma Shimon umeis b'labanim, and then Shimon was miyabim that wife, and then he died without children. So now she falls to Levi mikoach Shimon. But she had already been asked to Levi mikoach Reuven. That Isser stays according to Reb Shimon too. Moder Reb Shimon shasur lelevi hoil v'nesor lov shoachas b'nefila rishona. The chipolik, where is Reb Shimon? The chipolik Reb Shimon beyibem Shimon es eishes Reuven the acher kach nolad Levi umei Shimon. Where does Reb Shimon argue? Where Shimon first was meyabem Reuven's wife and then Levi was born. So when Levi was born, this woman wasn't omeid for Yibum anymore, Mitzad Reuven, so she wasn't also to him. She now is Shimon's wife. She's also to him because she's Shimon's wife. Right? She never was practically also to him because she was Reuven's wife because she wasn't around when she was Reuven's, Reuven's woman who is now omeid for Yibum. Levi was not around. Right? So then, that's what Reb Shimon argues. The Acher Kach Nolad Levi Umei Shimon, where Shimon was Miyabim Reuven's wife before Levi was born, and then Levi was born, and then Shimon died. So Levi and Shimon were in the same world. So Mitzad, the fact that she's Shimon's wife is no problem. The fact that she was once Reuven's wife is also no problem, according to Reb Shimon, because she never was ushered to Levi as Reuven's wife, because he wasn't born until Shimon was Miyabim her. The Hossam Shori Reb Shimon Liyibume. There, Reb Shimon holds that she could mamish have Yibum. Not just the Chalitza, she have Yibum mamish too. The Lo Nothel of Fonamikoch Reuven Achiv, Shemesh Kvar, the Lo Nesel of Klum. She never was ushered to Reuven, to Levi because of Reuven, and now she's falling because of Shimon, and Shimon lived in the same world as Levi. So well, she can make Yibum according to Reb Shimon. Shenofla fonda mikoch Shimon shoyu b'yolam unofla. I've omer aboshi of a perek sheni that Reb Shimon was argued even on the other case, the case where Levi was born before Shimon made the Yibum. Still, Reb Shimon holds that you can make Yibum, and that's not called Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah B'Olamo, right? Cholakai Reb Shimon at Barishona, Benolah V'Sof Yibim, where he was born before the Yibum, right? Since he's falling from a different marriage, Reb Shimon holds that he can make Yibum. It's only from the first marriage that Levi's Osir. But once she becomes Eishes Achiv of Shimon, doesn't make a difference if she was ushered to him 1 second, not ushered to him 1 second because of Reuven. The Isser of Reuven goes off, and now she's falling because of Shimon. You can make Yibum. So according to Reb Oshia, Reb Shimon argues in both cases. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Eishes Achiv Shelo Hayah B'Olamo is a machlokas, whether that is could be an erva or not. Right? And still the Mishnah says it. It only works according to the Rabbana. Right? So Lamaisa, the Gemara says, Reb Oshia was Yisosif, that Lamaisa, Reb Oshia, is not, doesn't remain. We slug him up, and therefore we don't consider him. And therefore Reb Shimon, according to the Halacha, only argues in one case, but he doesn't argue in the case where Levi was born before Shimon was Miyabim, Reuven's wife, and the Mishnah is talking in that case, which is according to everybody. Okay, v'ha'omer of Yehuda Marav, v'chein Tani Rebchia, v'kulan ani kori bohenu asura leze muteras leze, v'asura leze muteras leze, v'achosa shehivim techoletzes omis yabemes. Okay, I just would explain this case, and then we'll save it, because again, it's getting a little complicated, and this is even a more complicated case now, even though it has nothing to do with what came before. Look at Rashi. V'ha'omer of Yehuda Marav, the Perek Dalet Achim. This is later on in Perek Arba Achim, Disnan. Dalet Achim, you have four brothers. Okay? Shnayim Nosu Shtei Achvayos. Two are married to sisters. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven's wife is Shimon's wife's sister. Then there's Levi and Yehuda, and they're not married to any of these. They have nothing to do with the sisters. Okay? Umesu. And Reuven and Shimon both died. And their wives fall to Levi and Yehuda. But they're not sister wives, what's it called, it can't be. One is what's it called, either one alone would be mutter to Levi and Yehuda. Okay? Because they were also to Reuven and Shimon, because they were married to sisters. But they have nothing to do with Levi and Yehuda. However, since both of them are zekukim to both of them, so it comes out, if I marry, let's say, Rachel, then Leah is also as a shaychus to me because she's zekuka to me, to Levi, right? I'm Levi. Now, two wives from two of my brothers fall, and they're both sisters. So if I marry Rachel, who was Reuven's wife, right, she's considered Achav Zekukasi. She's the sister of another woman who's Zakuk to me, Leah, from Shimon's wife. So I can't be Miyabim her because I'd be marrying Achav Zekukasi. Right, that's Aser, because it looks like Achav Zishto. Because Zika is a little bit, almost like a little bit of a Kedushin. So, can't marry her. The same thing, Yehuda can't marry either one, because whichever one he'll marry is the sister of the one who's zakuk to him. So that's achosikukasa. That can't be either. What happens, though, if these sisters, each one is usher to one of the brothers for a different reason? Rachel is a relative to Levi, and Leah is a relative to Yehuda. Okay? So now, she's not Achlus Ukukoso, because the one who's an Erva, right, Rachel is Osir to Levi, and Leah is Osir to Yehuda. So, each one can't be Miyabein one of them. So then the other one's not Achlus Ukukoso. In that kind, and they're not Tzara, they're not Tzaros, they're from two different husbands, two different Yibums. So therefore, in that case, each one can marry the one that's not Osir to them. Because she's not Achus Kukaso, because the other one's not Zokuk to him. That's the case we're going to talk about. That's the case in Dalet Achim. Four brothers, two are married to sisters, right? And we'll see that any one of the 15 cases could talk about that. They could be Osir because it's his mother, it's just his mother-in-law, and this one's just his mother-in-law, right? Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, and Leah is Yehuda's mother-in-law. So, and but they're not related to the other one. So this one can marry the other guy's mother-in-law. This one can marry the other one's mother-in-law, and the other one isn't zakuk to him because it's his mother-in-law. And you can go through all 15. We'll see, except for some of them.
The ha'omer of Yehuda Merav. The chen tani repriya.
We're seeing now why the Mishnah, the Hemshech here is why the Mishnah didn't say 16 Arayas and include his mother. Because you can have two brothers, one is married to the mother of the other one, according to the Chachamim, that Ma'anis Aviv, Anusas Aviv, is a mutter to you. Right? So if the father lived with a woman and had a son, and he had another son from a different woman, so that son is mutter, she's not Ashes Aviv, so the other brothers can marry her. And this first brother is his mother. So if the other brother dies, his mother falls to him for Yibum. Zemora says that only works out according to the Chachamim. But Rabbi Yehuda holds Anusa Saviv is Osir. And therefore the other brother can't marry her either. Because it's not his mother, but it's his father's Anusa. So the Gemara says that's why he didn't say that case. Because the Machlokas, not talking things where there's a machlokas. I think about Akasha, this is a machlokas and it's said it. This is a machlokas and it said it. Now the Gemara says the following. V'homer of Yehuda Merav, v'chein toni rabchia, v'kulon ani kore bohen, hu asura lezeh muteros lezeh, v'asura lezeh muteros lezeh, v'achosa shehi avinta choletres o misyavenes. Okay, either, and all these cases, we can have the case, and this is what the case we explained yesterday, and we're going to go today just through this gigantic Rashi. Following case, there are four brothers. Two of them are married to sisters. Okay, you know, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. And then there's two other brothers, Levi and Yehuda. And Reuven and Shimon die, and the two sisters fall to Levi and Yehuda. Okay. They're not two sisters from the same person, because then they obviously will both be Osir because they're Arayas. But they're falling from two different brothers to do two different brothers. So theoretically, one of the brothers could be Miabim Rachel, and one could be Miabim Leah. The only problem with that is that as soon as Reuven and Shimon died, both Rachel and Leah become Zekukos to both Levi and Yehuda. So, whatever one Levi is going to marry, she's Achos Zekukoso. She's the sister of the other one who's Zakuk to him. And the same thing with Yehuda. So they can't, what's it called, and since only Zika, it's not really Achos Ishto, it's Achos Zekukoso, it's not so strong. So she needs Chalitza, but can't have Yibum. But, if Rachel besides being Leah's sister, was also, let's say, Levi's mother-in-law. And Leah was Yehuda's mother-in-law. So then Rachel was never zakuk to Yehuda, or to Levi, and Leah was never zakuk to Yehuda. So only one of the two sisters was zakuk, so she's not achosu kukasa. Then, achosa shehi yavimta, choletzes o misyabemes, either chalitz or yibum, because each one only fell to one. Right? Levi could only possibly marry one of the sisters, and Yehuda could only marry the other sister. So not both sisters were zakuk to both Levi and Yehuda. In that kind of case, where each sister is usher to one of them, right, and the other sister is usher to the other one, then the one that's not usher to either one could have Yibum and Chalitza. Okay. That's the case. Now, V'Rav Yehuda Metargen, Mechamoso Ve'elech. Avol Shisei Bavid Reishalo. And Rav Yehuda said, this halacha can only apply from Chamoso and onward, but the first six not. First six, which are your own personal krovim, your daughter and so on like that, daughter, granddaughter, and so on. Those first six, this cloud doesn't apply. Okay, why? Kivin debito beonsin mashkachas benesuin la mashkachas la. Because bito, the case of bito, where one of the sisters is your daughter, and the other one is the daughter of the other one, can't possibly be talking by nesuin, because then the other brother couldn't marry that woman either, because it's Ashes, what's it called, Aviv. But by Anusim, Chachamim hold Anusas Aviv is Mutter, and therefore the other brother can marry this woman that the father lived with, and it comes out to be, what's it called, one brother is Aser to one of the sisters, the other brother is Aser to the other sister, but the two brothers are not Aser to the same woman. Binisuin Kamairi Ba'onsim Kamairi. Okay? That's what Rav Yehuda said. Right? And Abaye said, no, you do count that it's going on all of them, even the first six, because we don't say ba'onsim lo kamairi. We're not talking about onsim, we're talking about suin. Whatever way you can find the case, whether it's by onsim or suin, is good enough. Aval Ashes, okay, that's what's it called. Okay, well, let's stop here and we'll see what the... So in any case, so that's the cases. Now we'll see the Rashi on the cases. The Ha'amar of Yehuda Marav, the Perak Dalet Achim Desnan, Dalet Achim Shnayim Nesuim Shtei Achayos. You have four brothers. Okay, the case we said before, so we'll just go through it quickly. Two of them are married to two sisters. Okay, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Umesu HaNesuim Esu Achayos, and Reuven and Shimon die. Hari Elo Choltzos V'lo Mishyavmos. So the two sisters that fall to Yibum can only have Chalitza, no Yibum. Why? Rachel and Leah are both zakuk to Levi and Yehuda separately. Somebody has to do Yibum, right, on one of them, either Levi or Yehuda. And they're both zakuk to both from two different brothers, right? One zakuk from Reuven's death, one zakuk from Shimon's death. The inosiv hai kapaga bachos kugaso. Whichever one he'll do yibumin, he's marrying the sister of his zakuka, because the other one's also zakuk to him. So if he makes yibumin Rachel, Rachel is the sister of the zakuka Leah, and vice versa. The damula achos isha b'chayeha. It's similar to achos ishto when both are alive, which is osher. But it's not really Achos Ishto, because it's not his wife. It's only Zakuk Kaso. The Ketani Hosom, Hoysa Achos Mian Asura Al Ho'echad, Isra Erva, Kigon Shehoysa Chamoso, Kaloso, Osir Bomut Rachoso. However, if one of these sisters was Osir to him anyway from a different reason, it's one of these Arayos, right? And therefore the other sister is the only one that's Zakuk to him, he could make Chalitza or Yibum in the second sister, the one that's Mutter to him. because it's not achos kukaso, because the one that's also wasn't zakuk to him. Okay. The lav achos kukaso he. Mishum dahach erva he velos kukale. Because she's an erva and therefore she was never zakuk to him. The rachmana patra mine midrasha soleho, oleho. Right? Because the Torah patterned that, erva from Yibum from oleho. So Mimela, she doesn't go into the cloud, the cloud. She's not part of the system. So therefore, the only one sister fell to Levi, and the other sisters also to Yehuda, so only one sister fell to Yehuda. So this one will be Miyabin this one, this one will be Miyabin that one, or give Chalitza, but he could, too, could Yibum, because neither one is being Miyabim Acho Zikukaso, because the other one wasn't Zakuk to him. And if only one sister is osur to one of them, and the other two sisters are mutter to the second brother, then he can't make yibum, he can only make chalitza, because it's achos kukaso. Right? Hoy so hashni asura al hasheni iser erva, but if the second one was osur to the second brother, right? So the first one is also to the first brother, Mitzum Erva, and the second one was also to the second one, like the case with Chamoso, right? Two sisters, Reuven and Shimon's wives, who were sisters, also happened to be Levi and Yehuda's mothers-in-law. Reuven's wife was Levi's mother-in-law, and Shimon's wife was Yehuda's mother-in-law. So then, each one is also to one of the sisters, because of it's his mother-in-law, then they both can make Yibum and Chalitza in the sister that's mutter to them. Hasheni is a kugon shahoysa chamoso, who asura lze, muteris lze. The sister that's also to this one is mutter to the other one, both Yibum and Chalitza, and the sister that is also to the second brother is mutter to the first one, Yibum Chalitza. Kugon. Rochel v'leish de achoyos, v'noflus ne'levi v'Yehuda. Rachel and Leah were two sisters, and they fell before Levi and Yehuda. Okay, and they were married to Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon died, and the two sisters fell to the two other brothers, Levi and Yehuda. Rachel chamoso shel Levi. Rachel happens to be the mother-in-law of Levi. The Leah chamoso shel Yehuda. And Leah is the mother-in-law of Yehuda. Rachel asura Levi umateris Yehuda. Therefore, Rachel is also to Levi, but Yehuda can make Yibum or Chalitza in Rachel. The lav achos kukasohi. Because she's not the sister of a skuka, because the other one wasn't skuka. She was his mother-in-law. The Leah lo skuka le, to achamosohi. Leah's not zakuk to Levi, because it's Levi's mother-in-law. So only Rachel is zakuk to him. So he can make Yibum in Rachel. The Leah asura li Yehuda muteris Levi. Leah is the mother-in-law of Yehuda. But she's mutter to Levi, right? The eno achos kukaso, and she's not the achos zekuka of Levi because it's his mother-in-law. The rochel lo zekuka le, to achamosohi, uktani hasam, zuhi sheomru achosa, shehi yevimto, ochol letzos ol misyabemis. This is the case where it says, achosa, shehi yevimto, right? That where the sister is also a yevama. It's possible to be miyabim, both sisters, one brother one and one the other, is this kind of case, where one of the sisters is osur to one of them, and the other sister is osur to the other one, then both of them can make Yibum Chalitza in each of the sisters. Shtei achoyu shehen yuvamos ulezu, right? Two sisters who are yuvamos, one to the other. In other words, they are married to brothers. Two sisters married to brothers. Shenosu l'shnei achim. V'noflu l'fnei shnei achim, and the two brothers died, and they fell to two other brothers. O cholzo so misyabos, they can either have chalitza or yibum. Ru'uyos l'chalitza, they're roi for chalitza or yibum. There's no restriction. Ukigon, hoise kolachas asura al ho'echad, yisur erva can appreciate. The case is, if they, what would be both mutter to either brother, then they can only have chalitza. But if one is asur to one brother, for a different reason, and the other one's usher to the first brother for a different reason, then either one could have chalitza or yibum by either brother. Not either one. One of them can have chalitza and yibum with one brother, and the other one can have chalitza and yibum with the other brother. The Kamar of Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda said on this, Bekulan tesva varayas anikori bohem mishnazu, ha'asura zemutarazu. All of the 15 arayas, you could find a case where this applies. Where the woman, they're two sisters, and one of them is asur to one of the remaining brothers, and one of them is asur to the other remaining brother. How? Kolomar. Efshel iskayim, mashkachas bekulan, shu beiz achayus noflos lefnei beiz achim, vizu asur lezu mishum bito, vizu asur lezu mishum bito. Right? For instance, first case, bito. Okay? Ruvain and Shimon married Levi and Yehuda's daughters. Ruvain married Levi's daughter, and Shimon married Yehuda's daughter. Possibly you're allowed to marry your niece. Okay? Now, Ruvain and Shimon died. So, Levi's daughter falls to him plus her sister. Yehuda's daughter falls to him plus her sister. So since one of them is Aser, Rachel is Levi's daughter. So she's not Zakuk to Levi, right? So he can marry the other one, Leah, because she's not Achos Kukasa. And Yehuda, the opposite. His daughter is Leah. He can marry Rachel, because Rachel is not Achos Kukasa, because Leah was never Zakuk to him. It's his daughter. So you have the case of a daughter who's Achos Shehi Yavimta, and can make Chalitz or Yibum. Right? That's the case of Bito. The Chain Bas Bito. The same, what?
They're not sisters, they're cousins.
They're sisters
from
the mother, but they're sisters.
Yeah, sisters from the mother, whatever. Yeah. Okay. The Chain, no,
they're not sisters.
What?
They are
sisters. They're sisters who also happen to be, what's it called,
nieces.
Nieces, right.
So they're manas. That's only through Anus?
Right, only through Anus, right. V'chein bas bito v'chein kulam. The same thing goes with the granddaughter. Same case. Right? She happens to be, this sister is the, what's it called, granddaughter of this one, and this sister is the granddaughter of the other one. Okay. V'tehe asur lezeh muteres lezeh, v'asur lezeh muteres lezeh. V'yisab nushneim, both of them can have yibum or chalitza. Afo pishen shtiachos, even though they're two sisters. Here, the case that each one is pogeya b'achos kukos, it doesn't apply, because the one that's ushered to him is not zekuka to him. The lo amrinin achos kukaso he. Okay. Bito, now Rashi says, but you're, bito lo mishkachas lo elo bito me'anusaso. The case of bito is only bito me'anusaso. Because if it's bito me'ishto, then she's ushered to the other one because of, what's it called, Ba'ishas Oviv, right. Bas Eishas Aviv, which is Osir. But Bas Anusas Aviv is not Osir, according to the Rabbanim. She'ief shel bito shel Ruvain u'bito shel Shimon lios achayos min ha'ein. It's impossible that what's it called, that the daughter of Ruvain and the daughter of Shimon should be sisters from the mother. Shari Eishas Ruvain she'olda lo bas v'girsha lo nisa shuv l'Shimon. Right? If Ruvain's wife gave birth to a daughter, and he was Megarish her, that daughter can't ever get married to Shimon. Why? She grusha sochiv. The wife can't get married to Shimon. She's grusha sochiv. Right? She's also because of Eisha sochiv. Elahachi mashkachas la. The only case could be Ruvain onas isha v'yolda lobas. Ruvain was ma'anis a woman, according to the Chachamim, and he had a daughter, and she had a daughter. Okay? V'chazer Shimon v'anis a sanusa sochit. And Shimon went and was ma'anis, the woman that his brother was ma'anis, and he had a daughter. So the two daughters have the same mother, so they're sisters. But they're not osir to what's it called, to the other brothers, because they're not, what's it called, bas eishes aviv, only anusas aviv. Shemutaris lo, de lo osra torla eishes ach, al yedei kedushin, the chazra v'yol de lo bas l'shimon. Hari bas ruvenu bas shimon achayis min ha'en. So Reuven's daughter and Shimon's daughter are sisters from the same mother, who they both were ma'anis, but they never married her. Okay? The Nisula lady of Yehuda, Achi Avihen. And they can get married, they got married now to Levi and Yehuda, who are the brothers of their father. Right. Umesu, and they died. The Nothlif Ne Reuven Shimon, the opposite case that we said. Right, Levi and Yehuda are the ones who died, and Reuven and Shimon are the ones alive. Right, Bas Shimon Misyabem is LeRuven. So Shimon's daughter can be Misyabem to Reuven. To Lav Achos Kukosohi, because she's not, the other one's not Sokuk Tim, it's his daughter. Ubas Reuven to Shimon. The Chain Bas Bitos to Reuven. Ubas Bitos to Shimon. Same thing would be if it's Reuven and Shimon's granddaughter. Shehoyu Achayus Minahav, who were sisters from the father. LeLevi Yehuda. And they got married to Levi and Yehuda. The Chain Bas Bino Shel Reuven. The Chain Bas Bino Shel Shimon. Shoyu Achayus Menaim. Same case would be granddaughters from a son. The daughter of each one's son, right, married, one of the other brothers. The Chain Bas Ishto Shel Reuven. Same thing goes with Bas Ishto of Reuven, right? Reuven's wife's daughter. It's not Reuven's daughter, but it's his wife's daughter. Married one of the brothers, Levi. And Bas Ishto Shel Shimon married the other brother, Yehuda. So now each one's usher when they fall to one of them. Kigon, now you can say the case of where Bas Ishto, Nachshon, Shenosa Beis Noshim, the Yoldulo Beis Bonos, Umeis Nachshon. Nachshon married two women, and he had two daughters from, what's it called, from these two different women. Okay, and Nachshon died. The Nisu Beis Noshav, LeRuven VeShimon, right? And his two wives married Reuven and Shimon, right? They're what? So he died without children. So one married Reuven, one married Shimon. Okay. What? Right. Ubeis Benosav. Right. The Nisu Beis Noshav, LeRuven VeShimon. Right. These two women got married to Reuven and Shimon now. Stop. One to Reuven, one to Shimon. Ubeis Benos of Levi Yehuda. And his two daughters married Levi and Yehuda. So now, Reuven and Shimon are married to what's it called, to two separate women. And Levi and Yehuda are married to sisters, who happen to be the daughters of, Reuven and, right, Reuven and Shimon's, right. Wives, right. So they are Bas Ishto. Okay. The Mesu Levi Yehuda, so Levi Yehuda died, so Bas Esha Shimon Misyabim LeRuven. The daughter of Shimon's wife can be Misyabim to Reuven, not related to him. The Achosel of Shimon. And the sister, who's the daughter of Reuven's wife, can marry Shimon. The chain bas bita shall eishes Reuven or bas bita shall eishes Shimon. Show you achayus minhav. Same case would be bas bita, right? The granddaughter from the daughter also could be the granddaughter of one from the daughter of one and the granddaughter of the other from the daughter of the other one, and they're sisters, but they're not related to the both of them, only to one of them. Each one's only related to one. The chain bas benoah shall eisha zeh v'shal eisha zeh show you achayus menaim. The same thing would be bas benoah, granddaughter from the son. Right. The chain chamoso shall Reuven. Same. We're going down the list of the 15, and the same thing would be a mother-in-law. Right. V'chamoso shal Shimon. Right. Levi and Yehuda married two sisters who happened to be the mothers-in-law of Reuven and Shimon. One is the mother-in-law of Reuven, right? In other words, Levi and Yehuda, I don't know why he does the opposite of my case, but in any case, Levi and Yehuda married, what's it called, married Rachel and Leah. Rachel happened to be, Reuven's mother-in-law, and Leah happened to be Shimon's mother-in-law. So now, when Levi and Yehuda die, one mother-in-law is usher to her son, to her brother, to her, right, son-in-law, and the other mother-in-law is also to her son-in-law. So only one sister is falling to each one. That sister can have Yibum or Chalitza. That's the case of Chamosa. The Chain Ein Chamosa. Same thing goes that they were not mothers-in-law, but they were the grandmothers-in-law of the other brothers. The Chain Ein Chamiv. Same thing. They were the grandmother-in-law from the father, from the father-in-law, father-in-law's mother. Right? So it's also a grandmother-in-law. But from the father-in-law. The Chain Achoso Sheruvein Me'imo, the Acho Shimon Me'imo, right? Reuven and Shimon had half-sisters from their mother only. Okay? Hoyu Achayus Mina'av. And they also were sisters from the same father. Okay? They didn't, Reuven's sister, okay, from his mother's side, and Shimon's sister from his mother's side, had the same father. Right. Nachshon, okay, had a daughter from Sarah and from Rivka. Okay? Nachshon had a daughter from Sarah and a daughter from Rivka. Now, Sarah and a daughter from Sarah and a daughter from Rivka. So the daughter from Sarah and the daughter from Rivka have the same father, Nachshon. They don't have the same mother. Okay? So, they're sisters from the father. Okay. And Reuven and Shimon, each one married one of them. Okay, so they're sisters, but they're sisters.
Well, they have to be sisters to these girls also, so they have different
fathers. Nachshon died.
Nachshon died, and each one of those wives married somebody else, and that woman was Shimon's father and Reuven's father.
Okay, Kigon, let's see Rashi. Rashi said, Kigon. Reuven the Levi b'nei Yaakov mirochel hayu. Right? Reuven and Levi were Yaakov's children from Rochel. The law bas mishimon. Minachshon. And Rochel had another daughter from Nachshon. Not from, Yaakov. Okay? Reuven and Levi were Yaakov's children from Rachel. And Rachel had another daughter from Nachshon. So, that daughter has not the same father as Reuven and Levi. Right? But they have the same mother. Okay. The Chain Shimon, the Yehuda, b'nei Yaakov, mi Bilha. Right? And Shimon and Yehuda were Yaakov's children from a different mother, from Bilha. The Gamla Hayabash Minachshon. And she also had, Bilha also had another daughter from Nachshon. So the two daughters from Nachshon are sisters from the father. And the sons, Reuven and Shimon, Shimon and Yehuda and Reuven and Levi, right, are only related for the mother. Right.
Reuven and Levi are related to one of them to the mother, and right. Shimon and Yehuda are related right. to the other one to the mother.
Right. V'nasa Levi bas Bilha, minachshon. Levi married the daughter of Bilha from Nachshon, right, because it wasn't his father's daughter. His father was Yaakov, and this father is Nachshon. The Yehuda nosa bas Rachel min Nachshon, and Yehuda married the daughter of Rachel from Nachshon, also not his relative. So he married her. But now each of those girls is also to one of them, one of the other ones. The Hein Shtei Achayos and their two sisters, because they both have the same father, Nachshon. Umesu Levi v'Yehuda, and Levi and Yehuda died, v'nofu v'nei Reuven v'Shimon. And these two girls fell to Reuven and Shimon. So bas Bilha, Eishes Levi, right? But the daughter of Bilha, who was the wife of Levi, is Acho Shimon Me'imo. It's his half-sister from his mother.
Shimon's half sister. Vasuralo. So she's also to him. So Mishyabem is the Ruvain. So she could be Mishyabem to Ruvain. Right? Vubas Rachel Ashes Yehuda Achos Ruvimimo. And Rachel's daughter, who was the wife of Yehuda, right, is the sister of Reuven from his mother. They don't have the same father, but they have the same mother. So Asur alone, she's Asur to him, but Muteris l'Shimon. She's Muter to Shimon because she's not Achos Kukasa. V'chein, Achos Imo shel Reuven. The Achos Imo shel Shimon. How do you have the case where you have an aunt, right? The sister of Reuven's mother and the sister of Shimon's mother fall to Yibum. So the sister of Reuven's mother is Asur to Reuven. The sister of Shimon's mother is Asur to Shimon. But the sister of Reuven's mother, it's his aunt, is not Asur to Shimon. And the same thing, the sister of Shimon's mother is not Asur to Reuven. Why? And they were sisters from the same father. So they were sisters, but they had different mothers. And the mothers were related to the different brothers who had the same father. Different father, so they had, the brothers had the same father, and the aunts, who were sisters, had the same mother, but not the same father. Kigon, Kalev, Shinosa, Shtei, Noshim, Chila, Venara. Okay, uses this names from Divrei Hayomim, right? Kalev married two women, Chila and Nara. The older lo shtei banos umes, and he had two daughters who were sisters with the same father and the same mother. Okay, they're sisters. The nasa yachzeel laachar misasa eshtei nashav. The older lo shtei banos, and yachzeel married these two women. Okay, and they also had two daughters. So now these two daughters have the same mother, but not the same father. Okay, so they're half sisters to the other ones. Venosa Yaakov Eshtei Banos Yachzil. Yaakov married the two daughters of Yachzil, Zu Laachar Misa Sachosa. Right, well, after one of the sisters died, he married the other one. The Yodolo Bas Chila Miyachzil Es Ruvain, and the daughter of Chila from Yachzil had Ruvain. So the daughter from Chila, from Yachzeel, is Reuven's aunt. Okay. Ubas Nara miYachzeel Shimon. And the daughter of Nara from Yachzeel married Shimon. So, Bas Chila is Shimon's aunt, and Bas Yachzeel is Reuven's aunt. The Levi ben Yaakov miIsha Acheres Nosa is Bas Kalev miChila. And Levi, who was also Yaakov's son, from a different woman, married Bas Kalev Mechila, Shehi Achos Imo Shel Reuven Min Ha'ein. That happens to be Reuven's aunt, but it's not his aunt. So he married her. The Yehuda Nosa is Bas Kalev Minara, Shehi Achos Imo Shel Shimon Min Ha'ein. And Yehuda married, what's it called, Shimon's aunt from the mother's side, who has no relation to him. So now Umesu Levi Yehuda, Levi and Yehuda died. So now one of them is Reuven's aunt, and one of them Shimon's aunt, and they're both sisters. So Reuven's aunt can marry Shimon, and Shimon's aunt can marry Reuven. So Eishes Levi Achos Eim Reuven Muteris LShimon Shehi Bas Kalev Mechila the Eim Shimon Hoisa Bas Yachzo Minara. The Eishes Yehuda Achos Eim Shimon Muteris LeRuvain. The Chain Eishes Achim Imo. Another, the next case, right? What's it called? A sister-in-law only from the mother. In other words, Eishes Achim Imo. Your half brother from your mother's side's wife. She's also an erva to you, right? She's also because she's Eishes Achiv, but it's only Achiv Imo. Kigon. Yaakov Shinosa Bila. Yaakov married Bila. Vilo Naftali Miishacher. And Bila already had a son, Naftali, from another husband. Okay? Vaholid Mimena Reuven Velevi. And Yaakov and Bila had Reuven and Levi. Okay? And Naphtali now is their half brother from the same, what's it called, the same
mother.
Same father.
Same mother. Bilhah was Naphtali's. Bilhah was Naphtali's mother from before, and Reuben and Levi are also Yaakov and Bilhah's children, so that they have the same mother, Bilhah.
Right. Okay. Right. But Naphtali didn't have the same father. Right. They're the same. They have the same mother, not the same father. The Od Nasa Zilpa, the law Yisachar Meishachar, and he also married Zilpa, who had a son already from somebody else. Okay, the Yolda Liyakov Shimon the Yehuda, and then Shimon and Yehuda were born from this mother, from Zilpa. So Shimon and Yehuda don't have the same mother, but they have the same father. Okay, Shimon and Yehuda. And no, Shimon and Yehuda and Reuven and Levi have the same father, but not the same mothers. Okay. V'nosu Naphtali v'Yisachar shtei achayus umesu. And now Naphtali and Yisachar married two sisters, and they died, right, from somebody else. V'omad Levi v'nosa eshes Yisachar ben Zilpa. And Levi married the wife of Yisachar, from what's it called? From who was the son of Zilpa? The daughter of Zilpa. Eishes Yisachar ben Zilpa. Shelo hayakarav lo. It's not his relative at all, because they're not the same father or the same mother. The Yehuda nasa Eishes Naphtali ben Bilha shari nochra setzlo. And the same thing. Yehuda married Naphtali's wife, who happened to be the son of Bilha, because not his mother or his father. Okay. Umesu b'labanim. And now these two died, Yehuda and Yehuda and Naphtali. Right now, Levi and Yehuda died. Okay, Levi and Yehuda died. Umesu b'labanim, and their wives fell to Reuven and Shimon. Ashes Levi, Levi's wife, Asura l'shimin me'yisachar baila. Shehoya achiv mi'imo. Right? The Levi's wife is also to Shimon because it was his mother's brother. Right? What's it called? Shehoya achiv mi'imo. And he's also, it was his mother's brother's wife.
Originally.
Right. And therefore what's it called is also to him. The Ashes Yehuda Asura L'Ruvain Mipnei Naphtali Bai L'Harishon Shehoyu Echa Mi'imo Umuteres L'Shimon. And the opposite is the case of what's it called. Ruvain is Asur to his mother's brother's wife, but she's a stranger to Shimon. So that's the case of Ashes Achiv Mi'imo. Now the case of Achos Ishto. The Chain Achos Ishto. Right? His wife's sister, okay, his sister-in-law. Kigo Naphtali shehayu lo shtei nashim. Naphtali had two wives, Ada v'Tzila. The yoldu lo Ada as Dina, the Tzila yoldu as Nama. So Naphtali had a daughter Dina from one of his wives, and a daughter Nama from his other wife. Okay, so those two girls are sisters from the father, but they don't have the same mother. Okay. Umes, and he died. V'nisush noshev la'acher the yoldu shtei bonos. And his wife got married to somebody else, a stranger. And they also had two daughters. Right? So now these two daughters are also, sisters from the same, what's it called? The same father. Right. They have a different father. They don't have the same father as, what's it called, as the other two sisters. These two sisters are from mother, and these two sisters now have the same father, but they don't have the, what's it called, the same mother as the original ones. Okay. The Nasu Reuven Shimon is Habonos Achronos. And Reuven Shimon married the second set of sisters. Okay. Reuven Nasa is Bas Ada, Shimon Bas Sila. Reuven married the daughter of Ada, and Shimon married the daughter of Tzila.
Okay? So they were sisters from the father, but not from the mothers. The Levi of Yehuda nosu eshtei benos Naphtali. And Levi and Yehuda married the two daughters of Naphtali, the second marriage. Levi Dina bas Oda, the Yehuda Nama Basila. Right? Again, they were the same wives, but different father. Umesu belobonim, and then they died without children. The Nothlu Achayus Halolif Neiruven Shimon. These two sisters fell to Reuven and Shimon. The Nimtzeis Eishes Levi Achos Ishtos Reuven. Levi's wife is the sister of Reuven's wife, Muteres Shimon. She's Mutter to Shimon. The Eishes Yehuda Achos Ishtos Shimon. And Yehuda's wife is the sister, the sister of Shimon's wife. So she's also to him. So she's Muteres to Reuven. So she's Mutter to, what's it called, to Reuven, because she's not Achos Gukasa. Okay.